Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Night.
No one of consequence.
I must know.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Damn it.
What?
I already screwed it up.
How?
We are the Midnight Movie Dumbasses.
With a D.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, I'm arguing with myself, what's going on? Most importantly, movies!
You two settle down.
Okay.
I blame Dave.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What a little asshole he's been. Today is Saturday, November 8th, 2014, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Hey, say something. I wasn't looking to check to see if you're hitting the right levels.
I'll say something again. I am that fracking cat.
All right, that works.
Hooray.
That's good. Yay. Hopefully, we'll get through a full podcast without any microphone-holding coaching tips.
Okay, how am I doing so far?
You seem to be doing pretty well.
See, I'm getting used to it now.
I am Siebes.
Yes, you are Siebes.
If you would like to interact with the live show, send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod. Okay. Hey,
I just froze all of a sudden. Why did I freeze?
I know. I was half expecting you to be like, oh my god, you got it again.
Actually, you did get it. That's why I froze. I was like, wait, did she say that right? Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you. I'm not as dumb as I look.
Again, I'm not going to say anything.
If you're going to laugh into the microphone.
I will.
Let the good people know that I've done good. Yeah. So, we're going to do something different this week. Again.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? I already forgot. Bad memory.
Operation New Litter Box update again.
Yeah, but how are we going to be presenting the show differently?
I don't know. Live?
Oh, yeah. But we're also going to play the movie since we're sitting face to face.
That's right. We can actually watch the movie and talk about it at the same time.
This might be a complete and total disaster, but we're going to give it a try.
Yeah. Why not?
So, I guess that means that we have to do this.
The Flick Pick.
Our Flick Pick for this week is A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah, the Seth MacFarlane movie.
Yep. So, it will be playing in the background. We tested the audio earlier, and it didn't look like it was picking up too much. But just in case, if you don't want any spoilers, you've been warned.
You have been warned.
Yeah. So this will be interesting. We need to lay some ground rules for this one because the audio will be getting picked up. We do have to talk about the movie. But
for once?
Yeah, I know. We actually have to talk about the movie. Do you think that we can do this?
It's going to be different.
I know, right? It's weird, but we're going to give it a try. We're about 20 minutes in. In fact, we are at the 20 minute and 17 second mark on the unrated version. Why did we choose to go with unrated?
I don't know. I didn't get this movie.
Well, but there was the option of theatrical versus unrated. Do you remember why we chose?
No, I have no clue. But there, it's always good to watch the unrated version.
Yeah.
It's got to have some funnier moments than theatrical.
And then that was just being a butthead. I didn't give you the option. You weren't looking at the screen when it came up.
I know. You told me we were going to watch a movie. You said, but I'm not going to tell you what. So it could have been anything.
So what do you think of the pick? All right.
So far, first 20 minutes, yeah. I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, it's had its funny moments.
Yeah, definitely. What?
Nothing. I just wondered if it was picking anything up.
Oh, yeah. I was already checking that. But it doesn't look like it's picking up too much. So we're coming in right where we meet Liam Neeson and Charlize Theron.
Is that what he's calling? Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
What?
Liam Neeson.
Oh. Oh, my gosh. Really? Really?
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I was just thinking it.
Out loud.
Everyone else was thinking it too.
Well, now they are. There he is.
He's good to put those thoughts in people's mind. He's on his horse. Hey, actual horse, not.
Yeah, we haven't seen Charlize Theron yet.
No.
No, not the actress.
Oh yeah, what he's calling. Yeah.
I don't think that we get to see that in this movie, but.
Oh, that's too bad. That's where I thought things were going with the unrated version.
We do get to see his ass, though.
Oh, okay. That's, well, I don't know if that's good or not. I haven't seen it before.
So, Operation New Litter Box.
That was a drive, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a crazy drive.
Yeah, we made it, though.
Yeah. Well, we did put kind of a... an episode, an update of it. What, when we made it to Roswell?
Yep.
That was what? About 20 minutes?
Oh, no. Like 12.
Oh, okay. Well, dang, I was being optimistic, but.
Listen yet, did you?
No, I haven't listened to it yet. Well, I was there. Why should I listen to it?
You liar.
What, I wasn't there?
Yeah, you weren't there.
I thought I was there.
Well, we were in Roswell.
Yeah, there's no telling where I was at.
Oh, the old guy can't remember. No, oh, wait, not you.
Oh, wait, what?
No, the old guy in the movie. He can't remember about if he has gold or not.
Oh.
Who he is has Goldtimer.
Did you say he had Goldtimer?
Yeah, why not?
So, what? We were actually going to do another recording.
Yeah, but we got tired.
Yeah.
Stupid tired.
I know. I mean, it was the Tucson where we're going to record again. But actually, I kind of wanted to, you know, we talked about driving from Tucson just, you know, when we made it to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Figuring out if we were going to just go ahead and continue the drive into California. But I think we got about an hour, close to an hour getting to Tucson. And we kind of like, no, that was it. I mean, it was the Phoenix. I'm getting confused.
When we were in Phoenix, it basically was... Oh. And he's a bastard. Not the cat.
No.
The guy on TV. Yeah. You're a bastard. We could have been in on Thursday or actually Friday morning at like 5 a.m. instead of 5 p.m. when we actually... You know, you made it take another 12 hours, you bastard.
I know.
No, I was talking about the guy on
again
in the movie.
I think you're using that as an excuse to call me a bastard, but that's okay.
An old bastard.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I was talking about the old guy before.
I'm not sure how to take that. But I did. When we stopped in Tucson, I told myself, I can make this drive. That's when I got those pretzels. I got that gigantic coffee and I got a double shot.
I thought you were gearing up for it.
I'm gonna do this. And when you said I think we should stop, I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not gonna argue.
Well, my back was hurting.
My eyes were hurting.
Well, you should have said something. I could have been, you know, I didn't know that you were having.
Yeah, that's one of the things I didn't tell you.
Yeah, you bastard. I could have taken over and driven.
No, I was good, but you know, I just don't see well at night, if at all.
Whoa. Back off just a little. Oh, there's the microphone coaching. You got too close to it.
Oh, I got too close.
Yeah. But, you were trying to Kevin Smith it. Oh, look, a bunch of sheep. Oh, that just didn't sound right. Yeah. I said, oh, look, a bunch of sheep.
Thanks for setting me up for embarrassment there.
I do what I can. I do what I can.
So, yeah, we didn't. As soon as we got in, we decided we were going to record. That was the original plan, but when we got there, it was like, no, we're not going to do anything. Because it was like, what, almost 2 o'clock.
Well, that went too far. Okay.
Maybe 1:30. And we said,
yeah, it
no.
was pretty late when we got there.
Because I think you said something about, should we record or fall asleep? And I was like,
okay, we can record.
Yeah, we should record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out.
We were tired. But the next morning, you know, we had a pretty good breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, and where we stayed in Roswell. We had a decent breakfast there.
Yeah.
But,
I didn't even mention Roswell. We talked about driving into Roswell, but we didn't talk about the experience of Roswell. Wow. What the hell just happened on there? What? That sheep did not have a head.
He hasn't shorn it quite some time.
Oh. So, Roswell.
Wait, you're missing an important funny part. His girlfriend who works in
the house.
10 guys a day on a slow day.
That is kind of a weird relationship they have.
Indeed.
His girl being what they say on Firefly, a companion?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
There you go.
Not sure he should be dealing with that as well as he is. He's too calm for that. He's going to go nuts. I haven't seen this movie, but I'm... Okay, that was wrong.
This is a very strange way for you to be seeing this the first time.
Yeah, this is a... It's almost like a Western version of Family Guy.
Well, consider...
Yeah, it is Seth MacFarlane, so...
Yeah.
It does have those jokes here and there. It's kind of funny.
That's his pickup line. You looking at Claw?
Is that Penny?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. That's cool. This is a different way of doing things. Really
so,
is.
Roswell, we were kind of in the wrong part of town for touristy stuff.
Yeah, we had both been sold on an alien-filled kind of theme to the place. But I guess that was on the other side of town.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Oh, well.
Well, I'm not going to drive back.
Yeah, right?
I think I'm good for long drives, long 13-hour drives, like maybe every 6 months.
Really? That frequently?
No, not really. But that was
that
the last time
weird,
I took
though,
a long
that,
drive.
That how the timing worked out.
Yeah, almost to the day of 6 months.
Yeah, just about. Since one day off. We left on May the 4th from Utah. We left on November 5th from Texas.
Wow. That was cool. Wait, did we actually leave on Sunday from Utah?
Didn't we?
I think we left.
Or did
Monday.
We left Monday. On Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I took Monday off as well.
So it was the 5th. Oh,
whoa.
That's messed up. Okay, that's cool.
Wow.
Huh.
So that happened.
Yeah. This is going to be an awesome movie, I think. Well, it's going to be funny at least. So let's see. covered Roswell, and yeah, I mean, what was the one thing supposed to be? The Walmart was supposed to be alien themed, and then
it was a painted window.
Yeah, with green aliens on it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of disappointing. Let's see what else? oh, the mailbox on the.
Yeah.
The R2-D2 mailbox. That was kind of cool.
He's on a date with a, like, 14-year-old.
She looks like she's 10.
Oh, yeah. Not 14.
This is a messed up movie, but it's going to be funny later when I get to watch it again. And what? There was a McDonald's that had, like, a play area that looked like a spaceship.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. And then the mailbox that you spotted as we drove by.
Yeah, the R2-D2 mailbox.
That was fun.
We got a picture of that. And I got a picture of a painted alien on the parking lot. So, yeah, it didn't seem that impressive. But like I found out later, apparently it was all the touristy stuff was on the other side of town.
Yeah.
Oops.
But, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on with this movie?
His dates are messed up.
Oh, my God. You know who I think would really like this movie would be Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Tom would like this movie.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
All right, get back on track. Wait, what?
His dad just yelled out, "Your mother died this afternoon."
And then shut the window. Okay, let's see. I covered Roswell.
Yeah.
Tucson.
How about... No, hold on. What was between Roswell and Tucson?
The border? The Arizona border?
Well, yeah, but...
We stopped at that gas station.
Las Cruces.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice town. Nicer than I thought it would be. It had all the... Well, is that kind of like a college town? Or at least the part we stopped at?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Because they had
Well, but we were downtown.
Oh, that's where we were? It was
yeah, but
dark.
I think University of New Mexico is out there.
Oh, all right.
I think. I have to educate myself on that, but...
Yeah, I like the sidewalks. They had all those lights. It was a well-lit area.
Yeah. It was really cool. Yeah, but and then before Las Cruces, we drove through White Sands.
Oh yeah, that was nice. I thought the way it looked, that they were like little hills. Well, not little.
Yeah,
hills,
like dunes.
Yeah, yeah, dunes, and they looked. The hell just happened? I'm getting distracted by this movie and all this.
Exactly, that was kind of the point in doing this.
It looked like they were like snow covered, but I guess, you know, that was the White Sands, which was kind of neat. You got a lot of pictures of that.
Yeah, but oh my God, that sunset.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, did you see that one picture I ended up getting?
The one you tweeted.
Yeah, and I posted it on Facebook, and
I don't know. I didn't get to see a lot of it because I was driving.
Yeah.
Every time I tried to touch my phone or something, you were like, "Get out the phone! Don't touch that phone!" Hashtag controlling Siebes. oh, wait. That's kind of a...
Yeah, this is a little redundant.
Hashtag Siebes.
Controlling Siebes is controlling, right? Yeah. Where the hell... Okay, here we go.
It should be on your... your timeline or whatever on your Twitter at Miranda.
It's in there. Okay. It'll take a while for things to start loading up, but
yeah. Well, I kind of remember some of it when I was driving. It was an awesome sunset. And had we? Oh my God! This is not the way to part watching this movie.
Hey, I'm having fun. I don't know about you.
That's messed up.
You're having an interesting reaction to the movie, and we're talking about our trip.
And we are actually talking about the movie, so.
Yeah, this is a fun experiment. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, we did say last week that things would change a bit because, you know, we're both in the same room now. We don't have to worry about the Skype issues or being synced up on the movie.
Yeah, Skype's been really good tonight.
Yeah. We'll have to use this more often. But.
So, there's one of the sunset pictures.
That is awesome. You were taking that with a good camera, weren't you?
That's my iPhone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Nice.
It can take really, really good photos.
I know at various points you were kind of hanging out out of the car with your good camera, and I was like, she's going to drop that camera.
I only had my head out, you know, so
I was going to try to reach over and make sure that the camera didn't fall out. I mean, if you did, that I'd kind of slow down, I guess.
The camera would have gone with me. Because of the neck strap.
Oh, that would have sucked.
Yeah, I haven't even...
It was a good camera.
I haven't even looked at those yet, but there's some of the white sands, then you got the sunset.
Yeah, we'll have to tweet some of those again.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll do like a Flickr album or something.
Oh, that would be cool. Because,
but,
yeah, a lot of people that we talked to did want to see pictures of the trip.
Yeah,
and
well,
awesome.
we did tweet quite a few of them.
Yeah.
So, it's all coming in.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh, the day that we left, it was pouring.
Oh, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was raining. A little bit.
Just remembering that. Yeah.
What?
Nothing? I'm stuck on... It made me think about my back, and I was like, I'm feeling better, But yeah,
that's good.
That sucked. That was the only thing about the trip I didn't like.
Yeah, the last, the last 10 minutes of being home, the last 10 minutes kind of sucked, right?
Yeah, just as we were loading up in the rain, and then when I fell, oh, that sucked. You recognize that guy?
Yeah. Grown up Doogie.
Grown up Doogie. Nice. Nice. Yeah, so the sunset at White Sands, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that photo to download on the laptop. I haven't even seen it at...
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, like, actually, at the higher resolutions. But
what did, I think I got one right before we were going into Las Cruces. Remember those red clouds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those were awesome.
I don't know if I tweeted one of those or not.
But what was cool was while we were going through White Sands, as we got, as we went through the pass.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to the other side of the mountains, all of a sudden we had a second sunset.
Yeah.
That was so freaking awesome.
That's where I got the red clouds. And I'm not sure it showed up real well on the on the camera. But actually in person it looked awesome. It's like it reminded me like the volcano photos.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah.
It had those red clouds above it, so that was pretty awesome. And then I guess when the sun went down that
you called it the point in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were saying that he would eventually
have issues with her job.
Yeah. Well, not have issues with her job, but their relationship dynamic.
Yeah. Oh, that's not right.
I was waiting for that. Okay, so
All right, so where am I? I kind of skipped Roswell.
Yeah, we skipped around.
Las Cruces, Tucson, which we didn't really see much of Tucson. Well, we just stopped at that one gas station.
Yeah, and then got right back on. George was really nice.
George?
The guy behind the counter.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
We ran into some pretty cool clerks.
Yeah, we did.
Gas stations.
We did run into some... Yeah.
That's why we went to the McDonald's in Roswell, because of the clerks
in Snyder.
Yeah, Snyder, Texas. They told us about the McDonald's.
That was better than the Walmart.
Yeah, definitely better than the Walmart.
You're going to like this part coming up. George was nice. We're talking about a clerk. Honestly, I'm really remembering that gas station very fondly because that was the first place that I actually saw seat covers in the restrooms.
Yeah, you have a thing with the seat covers, right?
Well,
which I don't blame you.
Exactly. And
public restrooms. Don't really... I think I've tweeted a few times. I do not make clumps in public litter boxes.
In one of the restrooms in New Mexico. No, actually, I think it was Arizona at that little stop that we did outside of the Smoky Bear place. Or was that... No, that was still in New Mexico, wasn't it?
The Smoky Bear?
Bear place? Yeah, that was right after we left...
Lincoln.
Yeah.
We passed the Billy the Kid kind of the buildings and all the signs talking about that, which I thought was kind of cool. You know, always had an interest in the Billy the Kid.
I'm just remembering the movie. They've got the coordinated fight.
Kind of messed up there.
Yeah, this is just a silly movie.
That's a bottle.
All right, so
let's see.
I don't know.
You went by when we
Camelback Ranch.
Yeah, when we were leaving Tucson the next morning.
That's exactly where I was gonna go.
Awesome. I have no idea. What
I completely
that is.
Lost the thought, like why I was even talking about that truck stop. it's gone.
Yeah. Gone. He was a nice guy. So.
Oh, the one at... No, never mind. Moving on. Yeah. Camelback Ranch.
And what is that?
That is where the Dodgers and the White Sox go for spring training. And so I got to see where the Dodgers go.
And that's a football team, right?
Ugh. You're hopeless. Baseball.
Oh. Okay.
The Los Angeles Dodgers of Los Angeles.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I have no idea.
Well, because you know that stadium right there belongs to the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, the stadium thing I saw earlier. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, as we were driving through Phoenix, we saw Los Angeles signs for the first time.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no chronological order to this whatsoever. It's timey-wimey.
Yeah, it is. It's all over. It all makes sense. It all comes around to
wibbly-wobbly.
The end point.
Yep. Oh, cool. We can watch Doctor Who after this, too.
Oh, snap. That's right. Okay.
Awesome.
I get distracted by Doctor Who. You didn't get to see much of that because most of it was locked, but you got a picture of a sign you stood in front of.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
got to be there at Camelback Ranch,
yeah.
So you can
see now. I got distracted.
I'm trying to keep us on point.
That's
me,
good.
Of all people, I'm not Siebes here. The role of Siebes will be played by that fracking cat.
That's interesting. Yeah. Camelback Ranch was closed, so I didn't really get to see much, but we got to take a picture by a sign. So It's something.
After that, we...
I'm taking it as a win.
Yeah.
And we hauled ass to the Arizona border.
Yeah. Which was...
And halt by hauling ass, I mean going 3 miles an hour under the speed limit.
You don't like the way I drive. I was being cautious.
You were being very cautious. Like, let's get the fuck out of here. Floor it!
Yeah, I heard a lot of people talking about how fast I was driving because you were using Glimpse.
Yep.
People could track our movements. It's just kind of weird. It's not the thing I'm used to, but... You kind of got to do your Getting Geeky show or call into it.
Yeah, that was certainly interesting. I was a guest on my own show.
You learned something new.
I did?
Well, yeah. You could do a show on the road.
Oh, yeah. Using all the same equipment that we're doing right now.
Yeah. So that was good, right?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Told you it would be. Told you it was a good idea.
Did two shows from the road.
Yeah.
Last Saturday, we did Midnight Movie Nights.
Well, I'm talking about actually on the road. You called into a lot of shows.
Oh, well, yeah.
I got to hear a lot of shows on the one-sided conversation.
Yeah, but we always went back and listened to them. Which is semi-narcissistic on my part, but...
Yeah. Well, like I said, when I heard him, I was like, well, that conversation makes a lot more sense now.
We just didn't have a good way for you to listen while you drive.
It was best that I focus on the road.
Exactly. And, yeah, not get us killed. What's going on with Twitter?
I have no idea.
What do you mean you have no idea? I thought you were going to be the one paying attention to it and watching the movie at the same time.
Yeah, I can do that.
I'm kidding.
That was one thing you mentioned about my driving, because I was doing like 15 things at once when we got into California. You remember I was, the sun was in my eyes, so I was kind of like, what the heck was I doing? Putting on sunglasses, taking off sunglasses?
Yeah.
Raising
visor
and
up and
them.
Down. Look, dude, you're getting a freaking aerobic exercise over there. What's going on?
It was the damn sun.
Yeah.
It was in my eyes.
So?
Well, you couldn't reach over there. You would have hit me in the face and knocked me out.
Yeah, once again, I could have driven.
Well, I'd made it that far. Drive the rest of the way. I'm a man, damn it. I have to drive myself.
All right. Okay.
There was one more thing I wanted to talk about. When we first got it, you know, between, was it Tucson and the Coachella Valley? When there was nothing out there. And you were like, yeah, there's nothing out here. This is desert.
That wasn't the Coachella Valley.
Well, I mean, right between that, between those points.
Oh, yeah.
When there was a long stretch of nothing.
Yep.
And then we finally got over that, you know, the mountain pass or between the mountain pass, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, there's the...
When we were going through Desert Hot Springs. No. No, that wasn't Desert Hot Springs. That's... Never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Joshua Tree.
Yeah. Well, there's one thing I wanted to bring up. They had all these, like, ditches and, like, kind of like little bridges you passed over. Is that what you people do? You name all the ditches? Because there was like a couple of these ditches had names, like people who name creeks or rivers. You name the ditches out here? Do you name the potholes too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Just making sure. It was kind of odd that you named the ditches.
That's one of my favorite lines.
It's messed up.
I'm a little cocky, but I got great tits.
I wanted to mention that along the way we did listen to a lot of podcasts. You know, like We're Not Here to Please You, Johnny White Trash, SLS, which they had their 100th episode.
Well, we listened to just about every Gabnet show live too.
Yeah. They kept us awake during the drive at night.
Yeah. So that called into quite a few of them too.
Yeah. So thanks, Jim, Alex, and you.
Yeah. Even if I, after listening again, I was like, oh, I didn't mean to turn, like, I didn't mean it to sound like I was tearing into Charlene. I was just very passionate at the moment.
And you were tired. Tired whiny Steves.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking tired. Whiny Steves. But right before we got into the point when we went into the Coachella Valley, we were playing music. You played your soundtrack list. And the most awesome part was, and I don't even know if you noticed or not, but once we started driving in, you know, driving from a mountain all the way, you know, we were looking down into this valley. Do you remember what started playing?
No, I don't.
The Superman theme. I thought that was awesome. It just happened to start playing that way. You know, we were just like, well, the way it looked like we were flying in. And, you know, you had the Superman theme in the background. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. I didn't even want to say anything about it. I was hoping you picked up on it.
Remember it in the moment. I remember thinking something, but I didn't write it down. So,
yeah, that was just an awesome part. And so we got into whatever town that was. Got gas. Found a Chipotle.
Oh.
What did we have on this trip? Jimmy John's and Chipotle.
Yeah.
That was one of the things.
And Sonic. We had Sonic. Oh, Applebee's.
Oh, that was in Texas.
Applebee's was back in Texas.
No, good grief.
That waitress was terrible.
Are you sure that was a waitress? Maybe that was just someone who was, I don't know. She's not going to last long there. No.
Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible, terrible service. I mean, for God's sake, how many times did we have to ask for the barbecue sauce?
Three times. Once you'd even walked away.
Yeah.
Then,
okay, what kind of dressing do you want on your salad? Italian. Oh, I don't think we have that.
She wasn't sure what kind of dressing they had.
Okay, what kind of dressing do you have? Ranch?
Something else, maybe. I don't know.
Do you have anything with vinegar? We have a vinaigrette. Okay, that'll help.
Did they end up having the vinaigrette?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they had?
Yeah. Oh, and guess what? Yeah. It was a regular Italian dressing.
Was it?
Yes.
It took like 15 minutes to get another refill of tea. That was fun.
Yeah. But the barbecue sauce cracked me up. I mean, I asked for it twice. I eventually got up and went to the restroom and came back.
Yeah.
And there was barbecue sauce.
She was probably distracted by my nephew.
After I came back and I was like, okay, I've asked twice just out of curiosity. Did you guys have to ask for it again?
Yes.
And your nephew just a very, very sad nod. It was just...
He even gave her tips on how to waitress.
That was kind of a dick move.
I know.
and nephew. He even called himself out.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to be an idiot, but... And I was like, too late. Jesus Christ, what the hell? Oh my God. Oh my God.
This movie's just good, stupid fun.
Oh my God. That is messed up. What?
Oh.
So, yeah?
Interesting.
What happened?
Apparently, no one's hearing the live stream.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I think I screwed something up.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording, but
We weren't live?
I just moved it.
Oops.
And no one was hearing any of that.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, that just means that we'll have to...
Are they hearing it now?
Yeah, which also means that we should pause it. Okay, so...
For the record, we kind of jumped around throughout the trip.
Yeah.
We meant to record a couple more times, you know, when we stopped.
I'm thinking we should just wrap it up and replay it. See, this is why we should have been paying attention to Twitter.
Yeah.
Like half an hour ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I just looked down.
Have we been going for half an hour?
Yeah, we've been going for half an hour.
Oh.
So, tonight's flick pick is... I keep wanting to say Once Upon a Time in the West.
Why?
I don't know. I've got Once Upon a Time on the brain. Tonight's flick pick is A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Yeah.
And we were doing something a little different. If you haven't seen this movie and you don't want any spoilers, I would avoid listening.
Well, there's not too many. But
we were talking about the trip as... Yeah, but I mean, we were talking about some things.
Yeah, as we went along.
Yeah, but...
mostly we talked about the trip.
Yeah, we pretty much wrapped that up. I mean, now...
Yeah, we finally made it in Friday evening.
Well, we'll go ahead and continue. We'll finish up talking about this last little bit in the last day or so now that you're here, and we'll wrap up the episode. But we are going to continue allowing the movie to play. So if you don't want to hear any potential spoilers, this is once again a warning, spoiler warning, or something. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're at the fair right now. So, we got in last night.
Yeah, about...
Well, we crossed the California state line, and you already talked about when we were going into the Coachella Valley. Like,
yes.
You saw your first signs of, you know, like...
Civilization.
Real civilization. Not just a small town on the other side of the border, but... Yeah. But, yeah. And then as we got in, we got in at about, what, 4:30 p.m., I think?
Oh, here?
Yeah.
It was about 6.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember I took the wrong turn. Or the exit. I took an early exit, so.
Yeah, but.
Wrong road, but.
That only added about, like, 3 minutes, so.
Yeah, so that was different. And I had to get used to some of the traffic here. These people are crazy.
Yeah.
You people are crazy driving.
Hey.
I can't say that you're a crazy driver because I rode with you today. You're not crazy. Everyone else? Stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
The hell is wrong with these people?
It's California.
What happens when it rains?
Oh, my God.
Do you go nuts? Because I was warned about that.
No one knows how to drive in the rain.
Raphael told me I should freak out when it rains here.
Yeah.
I'll fit right in.
Yep. Exactly. That is exactly how it is. Everyone freaks out. No one is like, oh my God, it's rain. We're going to continue going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit and slam on our brakes at the last second. Oh, shit. Why did I hit that person in front of me? Because I don't know how to drive in the rain because I'm a fucking moron from California.
You don't get much water falling from the sky here, do you?
No, we do need more of it. We do need more of it. You know, the whole drought and everything.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's weird.
So, there you go. Neil Patrick Harris firing a gun. What do you think?
I'm not impressed with him. I've never really liked him.
How about this? Here you go. So yeah, we got in at about 6, and as we were coming up, you remember what happened? We didn't even get into the apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well? My dad.
Oh, yeah. I got to see your dad. Got to meet him. And I was tired, and you introduced me, and he, like, yeah, what'd you call me? That was kind of weird. You called me Kitty.
Well, Well, that's what I call you.
Yeah. He was like, okay. I was like, oh, crap. I feel like an idiot now. And I kind of like froze. I didn't know what to say.
Did you recognize that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I recognized him. Jerk. I'm still waiting for an apology.
Well, how would you know if you've gotten one if you're not listening?
I'm on Twitter. Oh, yeah, I stopped following him, too. I don't know. Somebody will tell me. They've never seen a dollar. Hey, they must work at Walmart.
Who was that?
It was Ralph somebody.
Garmin.
Yeah, probably.
Jeez. I just want to see your reaction to this scene. It's fun.
Damn! She's awesome. That was my reaction.
Exactly. Holy shit indeed.
Oh, he got the stuffy.
There you go. So yeah, we had dinner with my family last night.
It's payday at Walmart.
Silly, silly movie.
Yeah.
Good, stupid fun. I love it.
So, I got to meet your family.
Yeah, well, except for my mom. She wasn't feeling very good.
Yeah.
But
I was nervous, so. But then I thought, well, you had to meet mine, and that was no picnic, I'm sure. So so I was like, okay, I'll meet your friend. I like your family. They're cool people.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we get along pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, you're really close.
Yep. That's why I moved here. That's...
Well, I mean, you actually talk to each other and enjoy spending time together. That's something new. I'm like, people actually do this? They spend time together? Have dinner together and not throw things at each other? Start fights?
Yep.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, hold on one second. I do see something I need to take care of.
Okay.
Keep talking.
All right, and... So, let's see, let me check the tweets and, oh, hey, Diane. Good to hear from you. It is good that we're live again. Finally hearing from people. Johnny, good to hear from you. Does that mean Movie Nights Pod was doing it wrong? Wait, what did we do wrong?
Oh, yeah.
About the live thing, yes.
Yeah.
Johnny, so, next time mention, I just want to hear it. We're doing it wrong.
Yeah. Let's see, does that mean Movie Nights Pod was doing it wrong? Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your expression is great.
This movie is messed up.
People die at the fair.
Did you mention what this was rated and all of that?
Well, this one's unrated.
No, I mean the all the reviews or whatever.
Oh, no. So this was released on May 30th earlier this year. And on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a whopping 33% from the critics.
Oh.
And 42% from the audience.
That's too bad.
But the unrated version, got a 97% from the audience, and no critics have reviewed it.
Wow. It is...
So, the people who like it really like the unrated version.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say it's not, you know, it's not Oscar-worthy or anything, but it's funny. It's got the, it's got some crude humor in it, but, you know.
Yeah.
We like that. It's funny.
Yep. So, now that you've actually spent a night in California, how are you feeling?
Well, I can't say I'm used to it yet. I still have to go explore and see what's going on, but I like it. I'm not so... I'm not uncomfortable.
Good.
Like I should usually feel like I'm comfortable with, like a city. Like, even in Dallas, I've been uncomfortable. But I get used to it. I kind of almost feel like I belong. Not yet, but I think I will. You know, it's only been 2 days now. Well,
Not even. It's just barely over 24.
Yeah, so.
It's been 30 hours.
Yeah, I mean.
Looking at the time, it's been 30 hours.
So, we went out today. It was, you know, different stores. First time at a Costco. That was weird. I was disappointed, though.
When we went in?
Yeah. You know, no one said, welcome to Costco. I love you. So.
Aww.
I was disappointed.
But they did check our card. Yeah, they gave us the knowing nod. I think that's the modern equivalent to welcome to Costco, I love you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait 500 years for that, I guess. I don't think I'll be around for that. Unless I get frozen.
Yeah, who wants to do that?
Yeah, well, that would be cool to be the smartest person on Earth.
That would be pretty cool. No, when you'd be surrounded by a bunch of fucking idiots. Who wants that?
Oh, yeah, I just left that.
Wow. That fracking cat, 30 hours in Anaheim, telling it like it is.
Yeah, I'm already blasting Texas.
Wow. You have certainly changed your stars.
Yeah. They're ducks now.
Exactly. So, we...
Go ducks.
I showed you around the apartment complex.
Yes.
Tonight.
That
What'd
was awesome.
Think?
I like this place. It's set up really nice.
What did you think of what brought us up to the rooftop balcony?
Oh, yeah. You heard that when you were...
When we were washing dishes.
Yeah. You heard all that.
Speaking of which, it's really cool having someone to help out.
Yeah. It was never fun to do that at the house by myself.
Yeah.
You know, just, yeah, you heard explosions. Lots of booms and things going on. And you're like, do you want to go see the fireworks? And it's from Rat World.
From Disneyland, yeah.
Yeah.
We went up and saw the Disneyland fireworks tonight.
That was pretty awesome. You know, it took 10 seconds for the sounds to reach us, but dang, they put on a show. And they do that every night? Mostly every night?
Right now, because it's school nights, not every night, but on the weekends, yes. During the summer, they do it every night.
Wow. How much do they spend just on that?
A lot.
A lot? Okay.
But did you notice the finale? That last bit in the finale where they set everything off?
Yeah, I got
all of them. All of them had exploded before the first sounds came to us. So they were just, like the last bits of it were just starting to fall as the sounds started arriving.
Yeah, I did count it. It was like 10 seconds from there to here.
Yeah.
When they exploded and when we heard the, the sound. So, but that was amazing.
He can't hit shit. This is just how bad of a shot he is. I love it.
Yeah, it's about how I shoot again.
They're really selling it.
Point blank. Can't even walk.
He's the worst cowboy ever.
He's not even a cowboy. He's just...
Exactly. He's a sheep farmer, and he's not even a good one. He's talking.
What the hell? This doctor is.
I've seen a case of toe foot turn into knee leg in a week.
He's gonna shoot him. Oh.
It's just a silly movie, but I like it.
Oh.
Damn.
And Charlize Theron's all badass.
God. I don't even know how he survived in the West so long.
He lives with his parents. Hey, he actually hit something. But, so yeah. You feeling good about Operation New Litter Box?
Yeah, I think so. No, right. I do know so.
All right.
It was a good decision.
I feel more compelled to talk about the movie right now just because the music is so loud.
Yeah. It's, oh, God. Dude's gone crazy.
Pissing the dad off. Now, we didn't see that part of Arizona.
I know. That was...
Or at least this is supposed to take place. This is in Old Stump. We didn't get there.
No, we probably missed that one. So,
Super secret special cookies.
Oh. This is not going to end well at all.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Just the way his luck has been going, it's not going to go well. Don't. No. Don't.
You look all nervous. Why are you so nervous?
Because he's going to go nuts.
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure about that? What do you think of this movie so far?
I think it's funny. You know, it's stupid, but it's kind of fun. You know, stupid funny.
Yeah.
So
this is just one of my favorite kind of movies. You know, just turn your brain off and laugh at it.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Wait. Has he got his mouth full of cookie?
I just imagine that being us. If I were to get you stoned, you'd just be sitting there like, wait, what?
Is this supposed to happen? Am I sitting this deep in a couch? What's going on? Is the roof always that high?
No, but you are. Just be laughing at you the entire time.
Yeah, that's the way it would be.
This is fun.
Yeah.
This is probably a one-time thing, though. I think we'll go back to our normal format after this.
Yeah,
because I'll have time to actually get everything set up again.
Yeah, and go live.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot. It's been a long day.
Yeah.
And I, frankly, spent most of the day feeling like shit.
Yeah, you got a headache, so.
Yeah. It should have been a migraine, though.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. I had all of my early warning signs, but didn't get the migraine.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I usually feel like crap after getting home when I've been away for a little bit. It's how dry it gets and everything. I just have to readapt to it. Well, not readapt, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you went to a different climate.
Exactly. But, I don't know. I don't really have that much else. I mean, it's been a hell of a trip.
Yeah. And, I guess Operation New Litter Box is over now.
Not really. It's still kind of in progress. I mean...
All right.
We have to get used to being roommates. That's really the next phase. That's the boring phase, though, because it's going to pan out over a while.
Which part?
Oh, look at that.
I got distracted by the movie again.
Yeah, you saw Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at that.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I haven't lived with anyone for a while. So
yeah, it'll definitely change things at the way we've been doing things.
Oh, well, yeah. The podcasts, the strip.
Yeah. Finally get to work on the Dave comic.
Yep.
That's, I think we mentioned the title of that, right?
I think we did.
Okay.
Well, what the frack, Dave?
Yeah, it'll be out there eventually.
Yep.
I've got a lot of sketches ready. We've got a lot of stories written down. Just now we've got the time to put them together.
Yep, yep.
They'll be out there eventually. Soon, I hope.
Yeah. So. It's been fun so far.
Yeah. Got to wash and dry dishes and cooked.
Yeah. And then we survived our first grocery shopping trip.
Yeah.
You got to see Target.
Yeah, I got to see Target.
We got you set up with all your supplies. I'm going to go ahead and pause the movie now.
I got to see a Ralph's.
That you did.
Was Ralph's the grocery store in The Big Lebowski? Was that like a...
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
I don't know. I just felt like I had to go in there wearing a bathrobe or something.
Oh, by the way, what do you think of the rug?
Really ties the room together.
There we go. Yeah, there we go. I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, that's Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Albuquerque, and a few other podcast directories.
Nice.
That threw you off, didn't it?
Yeah.
Albuquerque is not a podcast directory, although it should be.
Yeah. And to get that reference, you're going to have to go check out Gadnet for that, because that was hilarious.
Revelstoke Jim's Canadian content.
Yeah.
For Monday, November 3rd.
Yeah.
So, Moose Poop Monday.
Well, I usually say that we aim to broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific.
Aim the broadcast?
Yeah.
Or?
Aim to start live. The live broadcast at 10 p.m. Pacific. And actually, are we going to go for that now that we're here?
Well, I think we agreed that we'll start it whenever we start it. But we'll certainly aim for 10 p.m., maybe even earlier.
Okay. I know it changed. It was midnight usually where I'm at, but now that I'm here, it's not midnight anymore.
Yeah, but if we go on midnight here, it'll be that much later. And
yeah, it'll be like a... What,
it'll be even harder for people to listen to.
Yeah.
It's midnight somewhere.
Yeah, it's always midnight somewhere. We'll
do
that.
It's midnight here, actually. It's after midnight here.
Oh, okay. Damn. So, we've got a webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and it's where you can find the live stream, which is where you're at now if you're listening live.
And if you're not, hey, we do have the live stream. On Twitter, we are Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
And as always, we'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic for Midnight Movie Nights, and at Judge Funky Boy for the theme. And at DC Cantel for the segment intros. We didn't do segments this week, but we'll get back to them.
Yeah, we will. And what about new followers?
Did we get one?
Yeah, we did.
At Mads Up?
Dale. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. He's following us now.
Yes, he is. So, there we go.
Excellent. And for you people that are listening, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat, and now I'm in California.
Yeah. Let's finish watching this movie.
And talk hard.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Remember the 5th of November.
Oh, yeah.
Go away, Baton!
I think I'll leave you two pals alone.
Midnight.
That was definitely different.
What?
Just actually being here, doing this show live, watching the movie. We got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Indeed. And well, for next week, I'll have the regular setup ready to go again, and we'll get the desk situation figured out. It'll we'll be able to use all the equipment next week.
That'll be cool. We'll get back to the tournament, right?
Oh yeah, definitely get back to the tournament.